Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Our world is filled with deception. There are dishonest people who prey on the ignorance or carelessness of others to cheat them out of either their money or their possessions. You know, this problem has been around ever since sin entered the human family. Sometimes we see things for sale with this advertisement, the genuine article. It's an attempt by the seller to reassure you as the buyer that what you're looking at is the real, authentic product. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. Tens of thousands tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. One time when I was visiting a country in Asia, my host told me that he didn't think there was a properly licensed copy of Microsoft Windows in the whole country. They were all pirated or bootleg copies. And the same was true in the myriad of shops along the streets that were selling brand name footwear and clothing. He told me most of it was cheap knockoffs from China. Software and clothing, shoes, all those things really don't have much enduring value. And so if I'm taken advantage of by a dishonest or a shrewd salesman, the consequences usually aren't all that great. I may lose some money, and I may end up with a worthless product. But what if I'm deceived about the truth? What if I believe things about myself and about the world that aren't accurate? What if my beliefs about God and Jesus are inaccurate? What are the consequences of that? My friend, deception in these areas can lead you and me to eternal ruin. Having a correct understanding of who Jesus is requires that we get our information from the proper source. And on this episode of Hope for Today, Dr. Yoder will show us how to find that information in the proper source. If you've been tuning in regularly to Hope for Today, you know we're studying John's Gospel. Our Bible teacher for this series is the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder, founder and first president of Heralds of Hope. Here he is now with today's teaching, Why is Jesus Supreme? And our scripture portion is John chapter 8 and verses 48 to 59.
Christians all over the world believe that Jesus is different from all other people. He is supreme. There are certain others who look to Jesus as a great teacher, as an outstanding reformer, as a prophet ranking with Moses, but Christians go farther in their belief. They believe Jesus is much more than a teacher or a reformer or a prophet. They believe he is the Son of God. They believe he is supreme. They do so on the basis of the records in the Bible. In certain cases, his own words tell us this in the books of the New Testament called the Gospels. Those arguments are established on the fact of the reliability of the record. Is the Gospel record true? Yes, my friend, it's true. I want to read for you John 8, verses 48 to 59. Listen to the words of Jesus as he was talking with these people near him. Then the Jews answered and said to him, Do we not well say that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory, but there is one who seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death. Then the Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham and the prophets are dead. And you say, if a man keeps my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Whom do you make yourself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham began to be, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and passed on by. In this text, from the words of Jesus, we must acknowledge he made certain special claims which set him apart from all others. Why is Jesus supreme? He is supreme upon the basis of these claims. First, his claim to have power over death. They brought an accusation against him. They said, you are a Samaritan. And that was a mean thing to say in those days. They said, you have a demon. That also was a mean thing to say, because that meant he was deranged. He was mentally incompetent. He couldn't think straight anymore. That was the accusation they brought against him. But Jesus gave them a refutation. He refuted what they said by saying, I honor my Father God, and you dishonor me. But God honors me, and I seek not mine own glory, but the glory of him who sent me. And then he made an affirmation. Did you notice as I read it? He said, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death. My sayings will liberate him from death, eternal death. In other words, Jesus is supreme because he claims to have the power over death. Doesn't that strike you as something special? Nobody else can make that claim. Of course not. Secondly, his claim to have direct contact with God sets him out to be supreme. They said, now we know that you have a demon. There was confirmation in their hearts. They said, Abraham is dead, the prophets are dead, everybody dies. How can you say that if one keeps my sayings, he shall never taste death? Are you greater than Abraham? They said, now we are sure that you must have a demon. But then Jesus gave a different presentation. He said, my Father honors me, and you claim that he is your God. You have never known him, really. I know him in ways that you do not know him. I have direct contact with God. The Bible says in another place about Jesus that he is the only one who has ever seen God face to face. He was in the bosom of the Father before he became flesh and dwelt among us. That sets him off to be supreme, because he has direct contact with God. That was his claim, and it was correct. The third claim which Jesus made was his claim to have lived before Abraham. They denounced him. They said, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Well, if you begin to figure a little bit, you soon find that Abraham lived many years before Christ was here on earth. Yes, many years. But Jesus clarified this for them. He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it. I wonder how Abraham saw Jesus' day. Well, I remember that one time when God sent Abraham to Mount Moriah to offer his only son Isaac on the altar, that God provided a lamb to be slain in Isaac's place. And Abraham said, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. He saw the sacrifice of the lamb for his son. In that way, I think he saw the day of Jesus. Then Jesus went on to say, Before Abraham existed, I am. Do you remember that when Moses was sent by the Lord to Egypt to bring the children of Israel out, Moses asked the Lord, What shall I say? Whom shall I say sent me? And he said, Tell them, I am hath sent you. And Jesus said, Before Abraham existed, I am. He claimed to have lived before Abraham, and indeed he did. Why is Jesus supreme? Because he is God in the flesh. He's not a human being trying to be God. He is God in the flesh. The eternal Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He has the right to claim power over death. He has the right to say he has direct contact with God. He has the right to say he lived before Abraham. He is supreme. It is therefore very important, my friend, for you to have the proper relationship with him. Do you have that relationship? Heavenly Father, once again, we give praise and thanks to thee for thy love, mercy, and grace. We thank thee, dear Lord, that Jesus is supreme, and all the claims he made are true. I'm asking for my friend right now, dear Lord, that he may come to understand why Jesus is supreme, and take his proper relationship with him. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
My friend, do you have a relationship with Jesus? He's offering one to you. John 3:16 tells you about it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but will have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, God loves you. He doesn't want you to perish. He doesn't want you to be condemned to eternal punishment. But he will not force himself on you. You must come to him. Now, friend, I hope this teaching has blessed you. If you have questions, write to us here at Hope for Today. We will take your questions to God's Word and find answers for you. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Why is Jesus Supreme? Once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Now I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study from John's Gospel with an important message titled, Establishing Reasons. And until then, I urge you to keep looking for that blessed hope.